Hello, people. Well, this is a Sunday morning and it's grey, dull, damp. But I'm going for a special meal with the family today. Nearly not all of the family, but a lot of them. So we'll see how that goes. I'll probably need some alcohol to get through it. But at least the first 15 minutes will be okay. Anyway, but here's the real truth about plus size and obesity. That has always been the truth, but we're not allowed to say it. Because we're supposed to celebrate these people. So here's a guy that is a plus size, was a plus size influencer. Which means he doesn't have a real job at all. And he's using his plus size to try and make money. You know, many, many years ago, like they used to do in the circus. He died at 33 years of age, a suspect heart attack. You see, the people that criticize these type of people are trying to goddamn well help them. And here's a femon that was a well-known activist. And I don't know how, but she's a professor of fat studies, whatever that was. And apparently she questioned the links between health and fatness. Obviously a completely delusional femon. Because overweight and obesity is well documented that it shortens people's lives greatly. This femon died at 42 years of age. You see, it's all very well pretending that obesity and plus size doesn't make any difference to health. But you see, reality doesn't listen to anybody but itself. Now, here's another influencer of plus size. And I don't know why people actually celebrate these type of people. Because actually, they're committing suicide, aren't they? And other people not telling them to try and lose weight for their health are helping them commit suicide. Anyway, this femon died at 37 years of age from heart complications. That's one of the major organs that has to be under stress when somebody's plus size. And here's yet another femon. Another plus size influencer. Unfortunately, this femon died at 28 years old. I mean, obviously, all these people are in denial. And stopping people criticizing these people or trying to help them is basically killing them. But that's what virtual signaling does. It lies to people because it doesn't really care about anybody but the person who's doing the virtual signaling. The people who criticize oversized and obese people are the ones that care, in reality. What they don't understand, these people, is they're being used. The people that are using them don't give a damn about them. I personally think it's a complete and utter waste of life. But then again, of course, people take drugs and everything else. And they also die in terrible ways. But we haven't made them celebrities just yet. But that's probably next. Anyway, guys, let me know what you think. I'll put a link to the story down below. Take it easy. Hey, don't eat that cream bun. You know, that's a slippery slope.